Okay, everybody, hope everybody's feeling good. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Chaf Beis. Fun little, I guess, half coincidence in that we get to learn the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh, today being Rosh Chodesh. Either way, we're five lines up here from Chaf Aleph from Beis, but there are six lines up. Ein Poksin Mehem V'Ein Mosifin, before we get to Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. We had said that you can't on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, right? We don't add, we don't subtract any aliyahs. Tana, we learned it, right? So, Poseach Mevarech Lefenev, Chosem Mevarech Lacharel. Bryce says that the guy, again, the way they do Kriyas HaTorah, that originally the first guy made the first bracha, and the last guy, the last aliyah, made the last bracha. But, V'Hedna, nowadays, Dukul Mevarech Lefenev Lacharel, now that everybody, makes a bracha before and after, so I had time with the Kin Rabbanan, Gzirim, Shem Nechnasim, Umishum Hayotzim. The reason they made that takana is that everybody makes both brachos, because the people who leave and people come early, we don't want people the people who come late and the people who leave early. We don't want people to think that they're not making these brachos, right? So therefore, we make sure that everybody says it so that people don't miss it on the way in or on the way out. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaShemoyed Karen Arba, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoyed, we have four aliyos. There's a boy mene ula bar rav me rav. That's the following shayla. Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Ketzad Koronos. How do you read the parsha of Rosh Chodesh? Because as we're going to point out, we have halachos in terms of where you can leave off and how many psukim you can leave, or, and in the middle of a paragraph. We'll see in a second. But meaning, if you pay attention ever to the landing on Rosh Chodesh, right? It's a little bit complicated because you have certain conflicting halachos. Because Kitzar Korno, so the positive, obviously this parsha is Tzavus Mei Sofer Marta Lehemes Korbanin Lechmi Yishai Reich Nechachi etc. Davin Timnia Psuke. It's eight psukim, right? That first part is eight psukim. So Hechi Navi, right? So how do you do that? Nikri Trei Tlasa Tlasa Psukim. So if you have two aliyahs that are three each, so Pashalu Trei, then you get two left over. That doesn't work because Eim Yishai B'Parsha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. Because there's a rule that you're not allowed to leave over in a series of in a parsha in a topic, right, less than three psukim. In that scenario, you have two left over, and that's no good. Nikri Arba Arba. Well, if you split the eight into two aliyahs, so Pashalu Shiva, right? Then for the rest of it, starting from Uviyah Mashabas and on, and then you only have seven psukim. And Uviyah Mashabas Havin Trei, right? That's two psukim in that little paragraph there of Uviyah Mashabas Shnei Chvasim Benishana Tumimim, etc. Uvrashi Chadashim Uvrashi Chajechem, and the last paragraph starts Uvrashi Chajechem and Havin Chamisha, and then you have five in that last paragraph. So Hechi Navi, so that also doesn't work. You can't split that up because Nikri Trei Mehav Lachad Mehanach. Right, if you read one from, if you read the two psukim from Uviyah Mashabas and one parsha at the beginning, one pasuk at the beginning of Rosh Chodeshem, so in Maskilim of Parsha Parvus Mishlosh Psukim, you're not allowed. There's another rule that you can't start a paragraph unless you're going to read at least three psukim. So Likri Trei Mehav Tzlos Mehach. Well, if you do that, then meaning you read the two from Uviyah Mashabas and then three from Rosh Chodeshem, so the Pashkulu Trei, then you only have two left. So Amarlo, so now who is it? Let's see here, Rava and Ula Barav. Yeah, so Rava said back to him, Zulo Shamati. This Shaila I actually have never heard, but Kayotziba, right? But Kayotziba, something similar. Shamati, I did hear a similar Shaila. And if you remember, we talked about this at the end of Tainus. This Daf Chavav. Okay, we talked about this at the end of Tainus. If you remember, the Mamados, right? We had certain groups of people, or groups of Jews who were chosen to represent Am Yisrael, right? And they rotated every week. So those who did not travel to Shalayim would read the Kriyas HaTorah for Maisa Brachos back in their homes, back in their cities. And that's what we're quoting over here. Bayom HaRishon, on the first day of that 7-day week of the Mamados, you read Brachos Vayehi Rakia, and you read the first 2 days of creation. V'tani Allah, the problem with that, we talked about that, is that we learned that Brachos B'Shnayim and Hirakia Be'echad, that the way you split up the three aliyahs is that you split up the paragraph of Brachos Bar Elokim into three aliyahs, and Hirakia is only one. We understood about this that the problem is like this. The Bishlam Yihirakia Be'echad, I understand how you just have one aliyah for Yihirakia for the second day's creation because the Tlasa Psukei Havu, because that's just three Psukim. Elabracious Bishnaim, but how do you split Bracious Bara, that whole paragraph, into two aliyahs? Chamisha Psukei Havu, there are five Psukim there. Right? So the problem is, V'tani, we learned in our Baisa, Korah Batara Lo'ivchos Mishosha Psukim, right? They're, on the one hand, you have to have three Psukim per aliyah, right? You can't leave over two. And you can't start a paragraph with two, and you need three aliyahs for both, and you only got five psukim. So what do you do? So Avit Marlo said about this, Rav Amar Dole Gushmul Amar Posek. Rav says you repeat a pasuk, and Shmuel says you split a pasuk in half. And therefore you get three either on if for both aliyah. Both aliyahs. So Rav Amar Dole, Rav says you repeat it, my time, right? Lo Amar Posek, why doesn't he say that you can split it? So Kasavar Kopsuga de Lopaski Moshe Anan Lopaski Nanle. Because he holds that any pasuk that Moshe didn't split, right? He's not allowed to split either. Shmuel says, Pasginimle. No, that you can actually split it. Amar Rabbi Chananya, right? But one second, the Gemara says. Rabbi Chananya said, that's a different question. I'm sorry. That's a. No, that's the question. Meaning, how does the Shmuel really say you can split it? Amar Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Chananya said, Karat Tsar Godol Hayali. I had a big problem. It's a Rabbi Chanina, not a Rabbi Chananya, right? Rabbi Chananya had a problem by Rabbi Chanina. Hagadol, right? V'lo hitrali lifsuk el tinokos shebeis raban. He only allowed me to split a pasuk, right, for tinokos shebeis raban. Hol v'islamid asuyin, because they are the islamid, right? I'm trying to teach them, but otherwise you're not allowed to split a pasuk. So how in the world could Shmuel say you could split it? So awesome time am I? B'shem dolo afshar. I said, yeah, because over there you're stuck. Right, because it's impossible to get three psukim. So there you have no possibility. So Chanami de Loefsher over here, right? It's impossible. So Gemara says, okay, fine. What do you mean it's impossible? Shmu Amar Posek, my time Amar Dolek. Well, why don't you just repeat the psukim? So he says Gzeira Mishum Nichnasim and Mishum Ayosim. So that's Gzeira because of the people who come late and the people who leave early. But we don't want them thinking that there was only two psukim read in the first aliyah or two psukim read in the last aliyah. Okay, Masvi, hold on. One second, I ask you a question. Parsha shel shisha psukim korno so b'shnayim. And if you have a parsha that is obviously six psukim long, so you can split it into two very cleanly. V'shel chamisha psukim b'yachid. And if you have five psukim, then you have to read it with only one aliyah. Kara rishon shlosha. If the first guy read three psukim, so hasheni kora shnayim m'parsha zu v'achas m'parsha acheres. Right, the second one, right, the second aliyah ole can read two from one parsha and one from the next parsha. V'yesh omrim, and some people say shlosha. You have to read three from the next parsha. L'fisha ein v'achilim m'parsha pagos m'shlosha psukim, because you can't start a parsha. Again, when we say a parsha, we don't mean like Bereishis Noach Lech Lecha. We mean a topic. We mean a section in the Torah that's set aside, like paragraphs. So according to the Yesh Omrim, you can't start a new Parsha less than three Psukim. The problem is, this Brisa all says, right, what are you going to do? Either you read three and one or three and three. Meaning, and three from the next Aliyah. Meaning, three from the next Parsha. V'imisab, if it's true that you can just skip, or split the pasuk. So lamanda amar doleg nidlo, lamanda amar posuk nifsok. This brisa says nothing about repeating a pasuk or splitting a pasuk. So how do you know you can actually do that? No, but over there, right, when you have that pasuk, that is talking about reading, let's say, Monday and Thursday, so you have plenty of parsha to read from, so you can just go weiter. But here, it's not true. You're stuck. Right? You only get to have that whole Rosh Chodesh bit, and you have you have a finite amount of psukim. I'm Rabbi Tancha. I'm Rishu Ben Levi. What do you do? Halacha Kareish Omrim. The halacha is like the Yesh Omrim. The halacha is like the Yesh Omrim that you would read by three psukim from the next part. I'm Rabbi Tancha. I'm Rishu Ben Levi. K'shem she'im haskin l'parsha apachosim gimel psukim. Kach im isha'im l'parsha apachosim shlosh psukim. And Rishu Ben Levi says, just like you don't start a parsha unless you're going to read three psukim, you also don't leave less than three psukim over, meaning you go to the end of a parsha as well. So Gemara says, well, pshita, that's obvious. But hashtem ma deschalta deka mekel tanakama machmir yesh omrim. If you remember the brisa we had before, right, the tanakama said that you can start a parsha with only one pasuk, and the yesh omrim said, no, you got to read three. So, but in the second case, right, we said that the yesh omrim and then we said by leaving over the tanakama is machmir that you're not allowed to leave less than three psukim over. When you're finishing a parsha, and the Tanakhama there is Machmir, so what kosher can Machmir Yesh Omrim? So certainly Yesh Omrim is going to say that you can't leave over less than three psukim. So the Gemara says, Ma'atema, no, you might have thought Nichnasim Shchichi Yotzim Lo Shchichi. You might have thought that this is all exera because the people who come in, people come out. Right? People coming late, that's very common. So therefore, we want to make sure that we finish the parsha. Right? We start a new parsha with three psukim. But for people who leave early, people are not so brazen. And that they have to leave, they're going to leave shul early. So therefore, we're not concerned that they might think, right, that you read less than three psukim for the previous part. So therefore, meaning lo shchichi demach is sefer Torah v'nafki. It's not common that people will just leave the sefer Torah on the bima and just get out of there right before kriyas Torah is done. So kamash malan, therefore, that taught us that no, actually, people will unfortunately, in fact, do that. V'tanakama ma'ishna shiure delo. Now, if you remember, the Tanakama said that you can start a parsha with one pasuk, but you can't leave over three psukim. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Mishim Yotzin, you tell me if it's because of the people who are leaving early? So Eschulin Nami. So starting early, meaning starting a parsha, Nami Gzeri, Mishim Erech Nelson, also should be similarly Gzeri because of the people who come late. So Amri, as they said, Man Ayil, Shuli Shayil, Shalach Lerava Breid, oh, sorry, no, Man Ayil, Shuli Shayil, Shiyule Shayel. So because someone who comes late, they said that they will ask them. And they will ask, oh, how many psukim did they read last time? But if you leave early, there's nobody to ask. All right, so then, you know, then you're stuck. But again, if someone's going to come late, then they'll ask, well, how many things did you read? Shalach le Rava Bere, the Rava of Yosef, Hilchus Amai, what's the halacha? So Shalach le Hilchus Doleg V'Emtzai Dolgon. The halacha is that you, as you know, as we all know, that you repeat by the middle pasuk, and that's certainly what we did. You know that in for Sheni, right? You repeat the last pasuk of Rishon, right, in the Rosh Chodesh Kriya. Now, there's machlokes over here in the Rishonim in terms of what halacha we're talking about, right? We said halacha samai. What's the halacha? If you remember, we had two discussions in terms of whether you either skip, whether you either repeat or cut the pasuk in half. Right? We had Rosh Chodesh, and we had by the mamados. So the Rishonim argue in terms of what exactly this halacha, halacha samai, what halacha we're talking about. But Pasha says that. Yeah, that's certainly how we pass him by Rosh Chodesh, and I'd imagine that's how we pass him by the Ma'amadas as well. Okay. Zakla Klash Yishbal Musaf. We said in the Mishnah, this is the rule. Anything that has Musaf, who are you going to read for? So Yibayilahu, meaning that you're going to read one more than a regular day. So Yibayilahu, they ask the following question. What about Tainas Tzibur? What about a fast day? Bekama, how many aliyahs are there? Rosh Chodesh Moed, the Ikakor Musaf Arba. Again, on the one hand, right, we said that for Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, right, there's a Musaf. Right, so you read four aliyahs. Avalacha, but a tainus, like a korban musaf lo, right? There's no musaf on a tainus, so maybe you don't have four aliyahs. Odoma, or maybe, hachanami ika musaf tefila. Not that there's no korban musaf, but there's extra davening on a fast day, right? Slichos, etc. So maybe we should read four aliyahs. So Gemara is going to bring a bunch of proofs, and at the end, on Amud Beis, we'll settle it. But first, we're going to try to bring a bunch of proofs. Tashma, first of all, we'll bring you a proof from our Mishnah. Barashi chadashim chol shemayit karen arba. Right, on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you read four, implying Habetanis Tzibur Gimel, right, implying that you only read three on a fast day. Ay, but Imareisha, but the first part of the Mishnah implies the opposite. Right, B'Sheni V'Chamishi B'Shabbos Mincha, right, on Monday, Thursday, and Mincha and Shabbos, Korin Gimel, that's the only time you read three. Habetanis Tzibur Arba, implying that a fast day, you should have four aliyahs. So Elam Mehalecha L'Mashmele, no, so the Mashmele, you can't learn anything from our Mishnah, right, because it implies both ways. So let's try and find a proof from somewhere else. Tashma, bring you a proof. The Rav Iklo, the Bavel, Tanis Tzibur. Rav showed up in Bavel on a fast day. Kam Kara B'Sifler, he got up to read from the Torah, meaning he got an aliyah. Excuse me, got an aliyah. Right, back in the day, people knew the Kriya, so when someone got an aliyah, they would read it. They wouldn't only make the brachas, right, but stand there while the Baal Kore says it. A pet peeve of Baal Kore's is that the guy who gets the aliyah gets all the shkoichs, and usually the Baal Kore doesn't get any shkoich at all. Maybe he gets a couple on the way out when he's done. Right? But the guy gets an aliyah, makes a bracha, gets down from the bima. Oh, shkoich, tremendous, amazing. Well, I'm sure he is amazing, but that minog is left over from when they used to actually do the laning. Right, nowadays it's a bit empty, but okay, fine, I feel like that's a Baal Kore's pet peeve as opposed to other people. But either way, so the guy gets up, right? So what happens? So Rav came to Bavel on a Tanis Tzibur. He got up, he read from the Torah. Pasach, at the beginning, Baruch, he made a bracha at the beginning, but he didn't make a bracha at the end. Nafo kule ama an pahu, afterwards, which is ironic because, you know, we do Tachnun beforehand, but okay. And then everybody fell Tachnun, right? And Rav did not. So we'll talk about Tachanun in a second, but first we're trying to bring a proof in terms of how many aliyahs you read on a fast day. So the Michti, let's see, Rav B'Yisrael Kara, right? Rav was a Yisrael, so he must have gotten the third aliyah. My time a chasim v'lo birich. Why did he finish the laning and not make a bracha? Lav mishum debay l'mikri achrine basre. That seems to imply that there was somebody else who was coming after him. And if you remember, back in the day, it used to work that the first guy made the first bracha, the last ola made the last bracha. So if Rav made the third aliyah, So it makes a lot of sense that there was someone coming after him. So that's why he didn't make the last bracha. And therefore, there are four aliyahs on a fast day. So Gemara says, no. Rav Bakane Kara. Actually, Rav got Kohen. Right. He's not a Kohen. But we do see that people of great stature were honored with Kohen. Because the Rav Huna Kara Bekane, because Rav Huna also got to read the first Aliyah, and that was a tremendous cover for him. So Gemara says, one second. Bishlam Rav Huna Kara Bekane, da filu Rav Ami Rabbi Asi, Rav Asi, de Kani, Chashivi de Ari, de Shaw Megav Kaifule. Gemara says, Rav Huna makes sense, because Rav Huna, even though you had Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were Kohanim and super Chashuv, still they were less Chashuv. Megav Kaifulei the Rav Huna. They were still less Chashuv than Rav Huna. So therefore, he got Kohen. Ella Rav, but Rav got Kohen, right? Ha'ika Shmuel. Right? Shmuel, first of all, lived in Bavel, and the Kanehavu, and he was a Kohen. V'diber. That's what the Gemara says, v'davar iluye, meaning, and Rav would always, right, give cover to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, really, Shmuel nami mekav kava kaifle, the Rav, really Shmuel was less great than Rav, for Rav who David lay cover, and Rav was simply giving him cover. And therefore, v'chi avid lay befanav, and when would Rav give Shmuel cover to get him, you know, go in front of him, and get the higher aliyahs, that's when only he was there. But b'shalom afanav, but if Shmuel wasn't there, so lo avid lehachi, so then the Rav didn't do that. So it must have been that Rav was in shul, and Shmuel wasn't there, so therefore Rav got rishon, he got kohen. So Gemara says, achanam mistavra. That makes a lot of sense, Rav b'kohen ikra, that Rav read the first aliyah, right? The yisal g'dayt del b'shal kara, because if you read the third aliyah, so lo afanam my time of barich. So why in the world would you have made the bracha beforehand, right? We forgot one part of the equation. We said, he didn't make a bracha at the end, so must be there's another aliyah after him. Well, but then if he was reading third, so why in the world would he make the first bracha? So it must be that he got rishon. So Gemara says, not necessarily. Maybe lacha takana. Maybe it was after the takana that every guy gets an aliyah, makes the bracha before and after. So Gemara says, well, yachil achra not min levarich. So then why didn't he make the last bracha? So Gemara says, shiny hecha di yosiv rev de mayal aile. That's different by Rav. Why? Because Jemail Eile, because people come late. Right? Again, so it was important that Rav would say the first bracha. So again, if you come in late, so you didn't hear him say the bracha at the beginning, right? So people wouldn't think that the Torah doesn't need a bracha beforehand. But he didn't even make a bracha afterwards because Mefek Lo Nafki, because people were not leaving. Obviously, Rav was there. Nobody was bailing on Rav. So therefore, they wouldn't leave. So there was no need for anybody except for the last guy to make the bracha at the end. Okay, Tashma, let's think of putting a proof again. We still can't figure out exactly how many aliyahs there are on a fast day. Zeh klal, this is the rule of kol sheish bo bitul malacha la'am, could go in Tainas Tzibor, Tishabav, Karin Gimel. Right, Bryce says pretty clear. Anytime there's no bitul malacha, meaning the davening isn't so long, right, on Tishabav or like on Tishabav or in Tainas Tzibor, nowadays Tishabav davening goes pretty long, actually. But Pashas is really nobody goes to work, is really that's what they're getting at over there. And Tainas Tzibor is not, the davening is not so long, but people don't really work on Tisha B'Av, hopefully. So Koren Gimel. So there, in that scenario, you read three aliyahs. V'she'im bo bitul malacha, but if there's no bitul la'am, right, and there's no malacha, there's no issue of losing malacha, kigon Rosh Chodesh and V'chol Hashem Moed, like Rosh Chodesh and V'chol Hashem Moed. Interesting that Rosh Chodesh, obviously people do go to work. Rashi over here quotes the Minog because women don't necessarily do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, which is interesting. Okay, fine. Last place, getting back to the Gemara. Yeah, okay, so on Rosh Chodesh, it's a Kohen Dalet. If there's no Bitul Malacha, right? So then you read four aliyahs. So therefore, Shema Mina, we see that on fast day, you only have three aliyahs. Ravashi, Ravashi says, one second, that's not our text. We don't have that because we have Zekla Kol Sheish Bo Musaf Ve'Eino Yontiv Karin Arba. Our Brisa says, or our Mishnah, is it a Mishnah? The Mishnah, yeah, this is our Mishnah. Right? Anytime there's Musaf and not a Yontif, you read four aliyahs. So the Lesu Yimai, what are we talking about over there? Lav Lesu Yitanis Tzibor of Tishabav. Aren't we talking about a Tanis Tzibor fast day? right? When there's no korban musaf. When there is a musaf, when there is added davening, but it's not a yontif. So in that scenario, you think you should read, you should have four aliyahs. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi must need some money. Well, if that's true, right? According, if that's Rav Ashi's text, so whose sheet is the Mishnah? Right? Lo Tanakama Lo Rabbi Yosi. It's neither of those two. The Tanya is Rav Ashi's Rabbi Yosi. Chal Lios B'sheni Chamishi. Koren Gimel Mafter Echad. If Tishma falls out on Monday, Thursday, you have three aliyahs. And after Peshlishi Revi Kora Echad and Mafter Echad. If it falls out Tuesday, Wednesday, so then there's what's it called? One aliyah. And of Torah, Rabbi Yosi, Amar Lo Olin Koren Gimel Maftir Echad. You always have three and one. I mean, both of them agree that everybody reads three aliyahs on Tisha B'Av. Right? Nobody says that you have four aliyahs. So the Gemara says, "Well, okay, Ve'ela Kashi Ze'aklal." But well, if that's true, so then what do you do with that statement of the Mishnah when it says Ze'aklal? We've pointed out many times that whenever the Mishnah says Ze'aklal, it's coming to include an extra case. So what's this coming to talk about? Right, with Ze'aklal, right? Ze'aklal Kol Yom Sheish Bo Musaf Eino Yom Tov Karan Arba. So Gemara says Lo Lasuyei Rosh Chodesh Umoed. It's talking about Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Habahedya Katani Lo. That's explicit in the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Umoed Karan Arba. It says straight up. Right, so what do you mean? That's coming to include. So Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. Right, it says it straight away. So Gemara says, you're right. This is one of the rare cases where Ze'aklal is not actually coming to include extra cases in the Mishnah. Really, Siman about Alba Yohai. Really, it's just giving you a sign, a way for you to remember how many aliyahs come on each day. Right? You shouldn't say that Yontav and Chol Hamoed are the same, meaning because obviously Yontav, right, as we said, has five aliyahs and Chol Hamoed is four. You shouldn't think that those are the same. Ella, rather, nakat hai klal abiyadecha. Rather, take this klal, take this rule in your hand, that you can kind of remember how many aliyahs are in each day. Called the tefele milsa michavre. Any day that has something greater than its friend, meaning something that's added on, so tefele gavre yisera. You have an extra aliyah. So the hilchav, therefore, right, obviously Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Minchas, so you have three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh Umoed Ika Korban Musaf. On those, on Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed, you have a Musaf. So therefore, Korban Arba, therefore you read four. Beyontif, what do you have extra than Chol Hamoed? You have Be'isr Malacha. Isr Disr Mesias Malacha. So then Chamisha, then you have five aliyahs. Yom Kippur, what do you have more than Yontif? The Anush Kares. Right? Is the Isr Kares involved there? So then Shisha. Then you have six aliyahs. And Shabbos, take your Isr Skila, right? Shabbos, you get Skila for violating Shabbos. Then Shiva, then you have seven aliyahs. So that's the rule. Right? Anytime you have something added onto the next, right? So then, then it's an extra aliyah. Okay. Guva, let's go back to what we said before. Rav Ikla Bavel Tanis Tibur Kam Krav Sifra Pasach Baruch Chasim Lo Baruch Nafil Kule Alma and Pahe Velo Rav Lo Nafil and Pay. Now we're going to deal with why Rav didn't fall to Achron. Right, Rav got everybody said to Achron, fell on their arms like we do nowadays, and Rav did not. So the Gemara says, "My time of Rav Lo Nafil Al Ape." Why did Rav not do that? So the Gemara says, first possibility is Ritzba Shalavanim Haisa. Really. There was a stone floor. And we learned in a brisa, Evan maskis lo sitznu barzachem, shouldn't have a stone floor. The shtakha was allowed to bow down on it. Alea iata mishtakhav barzachem. But you're not allowed to bow down on the stone floor. But you are allowed to bow down on the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so that's an exclusive halacha, right? If this, for whatever reason, the floor of the shul was stones, so you're not allowed to fall Tachanun on that. You're only allowed to fall stones. Tachanun on the stones in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Kedula, just like Ula. Damar Ula, lo asra Torah, ela ritz b'shol vanim bilvad. So it must be that that's where Rav is davening. The Gemara says, well, yach, you might hear your Rav. Well, if that's true, so why was Rav the only one who didn't do it? He was the only one who knew the halacha. I feel a kulanami. Kulanami. Maybe everybody should, no, nobody should have felt Tachanun. So the Gemara says, kamei de Rav hava. No, really, the stone floor was only in front of Rav, right? They had a rabbi seat up in the front. And the floor was, the nice floor was only by Rav, and that's why he didn't do it. So, okay, so the Gemara says, v'lezo gabi tzibura v'lin polo ape. So, okay, so why don't you take three steps back and just sit in the first row and do Tachanun? So it says, lo boy, the mitra tzibura, he didn't want to bother them. He didn't want to bother the tzibur, because the pasha says, as soon as Rav moves, goes down, everybody starts getting up. So you don't want to bother them, make them get out of their chair. Iboy Seima, another answer. Rav Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim HaVavid. Rav was used to not doing Tachanun like we do, but bowing down on your hands and feet. Ukudu Ula, and he didn't want to do that because of Ula's halacha. Amar Ula, lo asr Torah, ela Pishat Yadayim V'Raglayim Bilvad. Right, the only thing that's asr on stone floor is bowing down, right, stretching out hands and feet. Okay, so the Gemara says fine. So v'lipol ape. So then, why didn't Rav just do tachnun like everybody else? V'lili ave pishu yadayim v'raglayim. He doesn't have to stretch out his hands and feet. Right, and go full face down. So Gemara says lo mishamim minhagim. He didn't want to deviate from his minhagim. You see that again. Agav, people kind of often scoff at minhagim. Minhagim are a real thing. It's a serious thing. Right? Rav didn't want to shift his minhag, even though he had other halakhic factors, impacting him. V'boy seima, or another answer. Perhaps why didn't Rav fell tachanun? So Adam Chashev shiny. Maybe since he was an Adam Chashev, right, so it was important for him not to do that. Kid Rabbi Elazar, Dam Rabbi Elazar, as Rabbi Elazar says, in Adam Chashev Rashai Lipolan Al Panav. Right, Adam Chashev is not allowed to fall on his face, meaning fall tachanun, right, and davening to Hashem, Elim Kenane, unless he's confident and sure that he will be answered. Because Ki Yoshua ben Nun, just like the story about Yoshua ben Nun, Dichtiv, as Pasuk says, V'yom Hashem al Yoshua kum lecha, this is right after, if I'm not mistaken, the battle of the Ai, when obviously Bnei Yisrael got routed, and Yoshua bowed down. Or kum lach, he bowed down on his face, or he fell on his face, and Hashem said, "Get up! What are you talking about? What are you davening for? There's a sin. There's an issue, right? Achan stole the stuff from Yericho, but Hashem told him to get up." Meaning, so we see that Yoshua really his tefillos weren't answered, actually, he had some sort of situation he had to take care of, but he had to get his tefillos weren't answered. So therefore, meaning as you look at Rashi, right? If lama ze atah no fell upanacha, so Rashi right across there says alma. Apparently, we see. Right, that ein lo lasos, he shouldn't have done that. Meaning, Hashem told him to get up. It was inappropriate because his tefillah were not about to be answered. Okay, Shkar called the Rav Osei. We'll invite her in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.